FM with me, Tracy Clifford. We are live in Studio 8 for the Studio 8 Sessions. Today we are joined by Walking on Cars. Hiya, lads.
Hey.
So if I stand in front of a speeding car, would you tell me who you are? What you like, what's on your mind? If I get it right, how I love that no one knows. And this secret's all that we've got so far. The demons in the dark lie again, play pretends like it never ends. How I love that no one knows. Even a half smile would help slow down the time. If I could call you half mine, maybe this is the safest way to go. We're singing hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Safest way to go, nobody gets hurt. We're singing hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. And you go back to him, and then I go back to her. So if I stand in front of a speeding car, would you give your little heart? Say the word, I'll do it too, just me and you. This way everyone will know. Cause this secret's all that we've got so far. The demons in the dark lie again, play pretends like it never ends. How I love that no one knows. Even a half smile would help slow down the time. If I could call you half mine, maybe this is the safest way to go. We're singing hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. This is the safest way to go, nobody gets hurt. We're singing hey ya, hey ya, hey ya. Advertise my secret, I don't really need it. I know you can feel this, so advertise my secret. I don't really need it, I know you can feel this, so advertise my you go back to him and then I'll go back to her.
FM with me, Tracy Clifford. We are live in Studio 8 with the Studio 8 Sessions. I'm very, very proud to say that Walking on Cars are here. Hey guys, how are you?
Hello.
Congratulations on the brand new album. Finally, it is here.
Thank you. Yeah.
How many years in the making?
About 5 years.
Yeah.
Too many years. So it's finally here.
I love watching these guys on stage. It looks like you're just having such crack. Yeah. Like, especially you, Paul.
I have great crack. Yeah. Sometimes I forget to play what I'm supposed to play and everything. I'll just be talking to Dan, having a laugh.
When you guys got together at the start, like, there's rumours that you rented a house in Dingle and just got together and just thrashed a whole load of ideas out, got together, the whole creative process.
Yeah.
First question for me, though, is how the hell did you get a house in Dingle to rent out? Because no one can rent a house in Dingle. Where are they, like?
Oh, do you know what? We had to go to the very edge of the Dingle Peninsula, and it was through a person who knew a person. That's how you get a house in Dingle, basically. It's never going to be advertised. But yeah, we were there for about 6 months, and then your man's mom was coming back, so we had to move out again. So yeah, it was short-lived. But,
so lived together, like... Ate, drank, slept, wrote songs, performed songs, all together.
Yeah, pretty much. We had a van, so we used to drive the van to town and like bulk up on grub for the week. So we'd go into Lidl and buy a heap of pasta and just stay there for the week then.
Take turns cooking and sit by the fire, listen to tunes. That's kind of what we did most of the time. And then sometimes we'd play a few tunes ourselves, do a bit of recording. But yeah, it was a great time.
Like, it sounds like you just hung out with your mates.
Pretty much,
Basically, yeah. There was a few days like where we wouldn't actually talk to each other at all. Like, we'd all be reading a book, just sitting down. We mightn't say two words to each other. But then there'd be like a week where we wouldn't put down instruments. And we just get like some songs get written in 20 minutes and other songs take like 20 weeks, you know?
Yeah. Who's the ringleader of you guys, though? Because you're friends for so long, you know each other so long. Like, you know, who do you listen to?
Ben.
Really?
Ben and Sorica.
Yeah, I'm mammy. Don't put me on.
Sometimes I don't want to be, but yeah, I suppose I do a bit of the organising.
Somebody
sometimes
has to keep somebody in check, though, the whole lads in check.
And I,
it's not easy.
Yeah, I always kind of say what I think, maybe that kind of annoys them sometimes, but
that's a good thing. We like that. The video for Speeding Cars was absolutely gorgeous. Filmed near Clare Beach in West Kerry, one of the most gorgeous places, I think, in Ireland.
Yeah.
Tell us about that, because it was quite cultural, really, wasn't it?
Well, I suppose we kind of veered away from who we were for a couple of the previous videos. So for Speeding Cars, it was like just a song that we're really proud of, and we wanted to make the video as good as the song. So we kind of just got together, started brainstorming a few ideas, and wanted to do something local from where we're from. And yeah, basically it just started off with a couple of ideas, and then we got onto Bold Puppy, the production company who did a few of our previous videos, and just built the idea from there. And yeah, it just kind of happened naturally.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous video. Like seeing Slayhead and then on Farm Arve as well. Like, do you guys appreciate the beauty of West Kerry? Come on.
Yeah, we definitely do, yeah. We try and, when we're renting a house to rehearse, and we try and put it somewhere where we can see the water.
Really?
That's like a big thing. Or a walking distance to a beach is always good.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, it really helps. Like, because if you're stuck in a weird, dark corner where you can't see anything, you're not really going to... It's going to be a bad buzz, bad vibe.
True.
So yeah, we look for a place where we can see the water and
we
the
tend
beach.
To move around quite often too. We find that some houses have a certain creative vibe, and then it kind of runs out after a while, and we're like, you know what, we need to move on from here. And each house kind of brings with it different songs and different moods and stuff, so that's kind of... We're actually looking for a house at the moment.
Yeah. If anyone out there wants to rent us a house near a beach.
Does it have to be Dingle?
With a big living room. I'd say so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're sticking to home
for
now.
Within a 15-minute drive of Dingle.
Well, listen, guys, congratulations on the album. Mm-hmm. Finally here. Like, it's absolutely brilliant. Best of luck with this. And listen, hope 2016 is rocking for you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Why do I bother at all? There's nothing to mention, and nothing has changed. Still, I'd rather be working for something than praying for the rain. So I wander on until someone else is saved. I moved to the coast, under a mountain. I swam in the ocean and stepped on my own. At dawn I would watch the sun cut ripples through the bay and remember all the things my mother wrote. We don't need until your father's at the table.
thousand years now. And in that water, 2,000 years now, you're sunk like a stone. You're desperately reaching for nets that the fishermen have thrown. You're trying to find a little bit of hope. For me, I was holding all of my secrets soft and hidden. And there was nothing at all. So if in the future I might be myself a savior, I remember what was written on that wall. We don't need until your father's at the table. We don't drink until the devil turns to dust. Tired of playing these games, so going down the same old lines, same old stories of breathless trains, wore down glories and houses burning. Worlds are turning now on their own.
Walking on Cars on 2FM with the Studio 8 Sessions. Absolutely brilliant. And that's their version of James Vincent McMorrow's song, We Don't Eat. The album Everything This Way was released on Friday, is currently number one on iTunes. And if you did see the performance of The Late Late Show with the RTE Concert Orchestra, if you didn't see it, check out 2FM's Facebook page. It is absolutely brilliant.